Rabbi Rabbi Sainu Zalai. Rabbi Rabbi Sainu Zalai, kol ha-lomit shalo l'shma. Noch lo, shenevcha, shal yasa. Would have been better had his mother miscarried. U'pam amu, la'olam yomod olam shalo l'shma. Shemitav shalo l'shma bo l'shma. So Tosfos, the Rishonim already talk about this apparent stira between the two Gemaras about the status of Shalo Lishma. V'yuvan al derech zeh, ki hine yikshe me'ayin yimotze b'china Shalo Lishma ba'olam. Harei kol hadvarim chiyusam hu me'hadorah. This yisod that we've been learning about, that v'atam achay eskulam, so it's not only true for physical objects, it's true for ideas also. Right? We're very sort of physically oriented. So we think in terms of what's concrete, what's tangible, what's visible. But it's true in terms of ideas. Where does that... Where does the midah of shalo lishma come from? That also has to have a chiyus, but in order for something to have a chiyus, it has to be at least potentially positive. It can't be something which is a negative. There's no chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in something which is intrinsically negative, which is off. Have we called Ram chiyusam hu meator? Umihu hanosein chiyus lebechina shalo lishma. Ach, haloma shalomet shalo lishma hu bishvil ezo midera. What does the shalo lishma consist of? O bishvil hispa'aris b'nei adam l'hisgadel. For self-glorification. He's using the Torah as a way to elicit praise for himself and people. As a way for self-aggrandizement. Oh, b'shvil cheshek moment for chadome. No, maybe he thinks it's the path to a well-paying job. V'zehu, because of his desire for money. V'zehu mida shel hispa'arus v'cheshek shenofal b'shvira. So here's the first time it recurs in Me'ore Naim. The concept of midos nefulos. Again, literally a mida that has fallen, which means that the mida is being misdirected. The midah is being channeled the wrong way. So the midah to be concerned that Torah should be a vehicle for glorification, that's intrinsically a positive midah. That this cheshek associated with learning Torah is intrinsically a positive midah. V'zehu midah, when a person experiences the midah of hisparus, of glorification, in the sense of directed to self, of self-glorification, or the midah of cheshek, of desire, as desiring mamon, and he's using the Torah as a kardom lachbobo, so what he's basically doing is he is misdirecting, he's misapplying those midos. V'ha'ika hu hisparus habore v'chishko. V'zeh, this person who's learning shalo lishma, no tal ha'hisparus v'cheshek la'atzma. U'kshehu mevin shezeh nishtal shel me'tiferes habore me'avaso. And when a person understands that what he's experiencing in terms of his desire for self-glorification, what he's experiencing in terms of his cheshek for mammon, when he understands shezen nishtalsha, that this is something which he allowed to wrongly metamorphose mitiferes habore me'avoso, from the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ochez, obviously not physically, not literally, Ochez, he grips b'shorsho shel dovod v'reshiso. Ki ha'chochem einav b'rosho ka'omo. As the Me'orinayim we saw yesterday, ha'chochem einav b'rosho, again, doesn't mean in the chochem, the his of rosho, doesn't mean his head, the chochem's head, but b'rosho shel dovod, right? That which he's looking at, he sees what the... Again, and again, in the mystical concept of what the chiyus is, and a pragmatic sense, what the avodas Hashem potential of the situation is. V'nimtza, here the note on the bottom suggests that there's a Torah sofa here that it's supposed to be kishenofelo machshava shel cheshek v'hisparus. When a person again is experiencing a midah nefula of cheshek v'hisparus, kshenofel lo machshava shel cheshek v'hisparus la'atzmo, but chozem mimena el shorsha. So the idea is as follows. It's an extraordinary idea. I don't know if we can cash in on it. It's an extraordinary idea. The idea is that when a person that within the midah nefula inheres the potential that a person can take advantage of it, because now, in quotation marks, all, unquote, all he has to do is just redirect that midah. So it's not that he has to sort of be oker the midah. So a person has the midah that he's looking, again, that his learning should be a source of it, to feed his gaiva for self glorification. So we would have thought the avoda is okay. So first he has to attack that yetzahara. He has to be mevara the va, and then move on to nasei tov. And the Moray Naim says no, he's olches. He's supposed to just redirect when he's experiencing that midah. So the avoda, again, in quotation marks, all he has to do, unquote, is redirect that midah. V'nimtza k'shem nofel lo machshava shel cheshek v'hisparus la'atzmo choze mimeno el shosha. Nimtza ba mibchina shalol lishma tekef al b'chinas lishma. So within the shalol lishma, the potential and the launching pad, as it were, exists for the lishma, because he has the midah. It's sort of you know, the moshel is, a person wants to put on a sweater. So it's a pullover sweater. So if he doesn't have a sweater, so then his avod is, he has to go out and sweat. Let's say he has a sweater, but he's holding it backwards. So again, in quotation marks, all he has to do is turn the sweater around. Right? He's closer to having the sweater. He's closer to being able to wear the sweater the way, which is the goal. He's closer to that when he holds the sweater, but the sweater is upside down, than if he's b'chal not yet holding the sweater. And that's what he says. That's the pshat of mitoch shalol l'shma bol l'shma, that within the shalol l'shma, he already, what's the shalol l'shma? Cheshek moment. Okay, so you have already the midah of cheshek, that should be a cheshek to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which a person does al yedei Torah. Nimtza ba mibchina shalol l'shma tekef al b'chinas l'shma. V'zehu lo'olam yasok adam v'yilmod atzmo shemitoch hashalo l'shma yavi atzmo lidei l'shma. I'm not sure, but I think he's also then saying that the way, again, on this level, the way to touch the words of La'olam Yasuk Odom B'Torah Shelo L'Shma, he should be osek in understanding what the Shelo L'Shma is. Right? The simple pshat in the words of the Maimah is, so let's say it's 8:59, time for morning Seder. I don't see that I'm holding by opening the Gemara L'Shma. Fine, so go learn Shelo L'Shma, and then the Torah will be Mashmiya, and you'll come L'Dei L'Shma. And he says, in addition, that there's another level that la'olam yasok adam b'toru shalol l'shma. He should be osek in understanding what the shalol l'shma is, and if he'll understand what the shalol l'shma is, that he has the necessary midos. And again, in quotation marks, all he needs to do is he's holding the sweater. You don't have to go find a new sweater. You don't have to start your search all over again. You don't have to dump this sweater and go looking for a new sweater. No, he's holding this sweater already. V'zel olam yasuk adam v'yilmod atzmo, sheyilmod atzmo shemitocha shalo l'shma, yavi atzmo lidei l'shma. And that's the maima of olam yilmod adam yasuk adam v'tar v'fidah shalo l'shma, shemitocha shalo l'shma l'shma. But k'she'ena osachein, v'nisha b'shalo l'shma, zeru sh'amru noach lo. That if a person doesn't look to redirect the midah, doesn't look to raise, to elevate that midah nefula. So that's the maila of noachla. Vine ator nikra ot. Kiner mitzvah v'tor ot. Right, the pasuk in Mishnah. V'haksiel, Shalom Melech also says, b'choshech olech. She'osek shelo l'shma. And in that sense, ve'enu madlik ot. V'hayoshev b'choshech, tzach lehadlik ot. V'zehu b'choshech al p'nei sehom. Again, so he's been interpreting al derech ha-chasidus, the opening psukim in the Chumash. So v'oretz ha'isasohu v'avohu. So we saw that yesterday. So now v'choshech al p'nei sehom. V'zehu v'choshech al p'nei sehom, right, to home the deep, right? Mepneshem mishuka, because he's deeply entrenched. He's wallowing ba'artzius in just physicality. V'enu madlik lo hator. Now again, they suggest that the next two words are not umipnei zeh, but umipnei ma. Umipnei ma nimtza b'chinas shelo l'shma ba'olam. I don't know, so you could have just said, ein hachanami, it's because we misdirected it. But he says, al zeh omer v'ruach elukim mirachefes al p'nei hamoyim. She'al yedei zeh yuchal loshuv lehovi atzmo el chiyot ha'atzmi velokuso ka'omor. So apparently the reason that he says this pshat is that when Chazal say le'olim yasa godem mitor afil shalal shomash, mitor shalal shma bala shma, so it does sound like that. Again, it does sound like, I don't know whether everyone will be maskim, but I think that's clearly how the Mo'ori Naim understands the Mashmoas, and you definitely do hear it, that Chazal even telling the person to learn Shelo L'Shma, they're not just describing a b'di'evit. No, they're describing, this is going to be the Mahalach. The Mahalach is going to be the La'olam Yasuk Adam Shelo L'Shma, and Mitoch Shelo L'Shma Bo L'Shma. So then if that's the case, so then that's sort of part of the original plan. So then that generates the question, Mipnei ma nimtza b'china shelo l'shma ba'olam, al zeh omer v'ruach elokim mirachefes al p'nei amoyim. She'al yedei zeh, meaning al yedei, the shelo l'shma, meaning, so he'll access the midah of cheshek, the midah of hisparus, on a very artsy aesthetic level, on a very physical level. The cheshek will be for cheshek moment, and the hisparus will be for hisparus atzmus, self glorification. But v'ruach elokim rachefes al p'neim sh'ayidei zeh yuchal loshu v'lohavi atzmo el chiyus ha'atzmi v'elokuso ka'omor. So, right, the overwhelming majority of us are not sort of not holding by just leapfrogging to the madrega of lishma. So the madrega of shelo lishma is a way of grasping the relevant midos and then redirecting them. So the choshech al pnei sahom, this choshech when the person is meshuka ba'artzius, that the home representing the depth of artzius in which the person is entrenched. And the ruach elokim is if a person will recognize again that the chiyus of those midos, what it really is, so then he can redirect it. So I think he's teaching on this level. Obviously, the Pshutel Shemekru is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Or. It was one of the Ma'amor Shabbat Nivra Olam and Vayehi Or. I think what he's teaching, I'm not sure. Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, Kishaosek L'shmo L'shem Elokim Amiroso, if the person learning, right, the person who's been described as Va'aretz HaYisosohu Va'avohu, as Meshuka Ba'aretzias, if when he recognizes the Ruach Elokim in the Midah that he's experiencing, if his Amira now, his learning of Torah will be L'shem Hashem Elokim, so then this Ksil who previously had been B'choshech Olech will generate the light. Mitchilo hayo'or v'choshech mishtamshin ba'abuvya. Torah is Or, but he's learning Shalol Lishma, which is Choshech. So Or and Choshech were intermingled. Ki haTorah nikra Or v'hapniyo Zorah, and the Shalol Lishma, the alien motivation, as it were, nikra Choshech. V'ata v'yavdal elukim bein ha'Or v'en ha'Choshech. Right, continuing with the Pesukim. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.